Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to another edition of the Power Hour for Tuesday, February the 17th, 2015. This is your host today, Ted Brower. We're looking forward to covering a lot of news stories with you today. I have a tremendous amount of news to cover. I've got probably 25 to 30 stories that we'll never get through this next hour. Got a lot of really interesting stuff. I got some great guests coming on today also. I've got Doug Hagman will be joining us in the second hour. Then in the third hour, we're going to have Charles Butler. And Charles has got a big show out of Chicago. And, of course, Doug Hagman has a huge show in the evenings. And so we're looking forward to having both these guys on. When I talk to Doug today, we're going to be going into ISIS and ISIL and what's really going on in the Middle East and who's in charge of all this and who's doing all of this. And so we're going to be going into a lot of detail. We're also going to be talking about the Greece issues today, problems with homeschoolers being arrested, certain types of ammo that are now being banned or trying to be banned by the ATF, which includes .223 caliber green tips. So we've got a lot of information here that's coming out today. It's going to be very, very pertinent to today's economic climate around the world. So let's go ahead and get started on these stories this morning, because I think we need to go first to Greece. It's interesting. I had an article come across to me today. It says that Syriza is spreading throughout Europe and that basically Syriza is taking over a lot of the different seats of parliament. So I started doing some research because I've heard Syriza, because I knew it was a far left pop up, basically a far left, almost a communist party. And I was going to do some research on this morning so I could go into detail with this. So let me read you this. This is an article out of the New America. And it says Greek stocks got absolutely wrecked Tuesday, crashing by nearly 13%. That's after the prime minister announced early presidential elections. People don't think he has enough support from Greece's parliament to get a president approved. This is an article from several months ago. And what they're talking about is Syriza. The first thing to know is that Syriza isn't really a political party as such. It's a coalition. And what they want is this. Syriza, basically, this is the Greece protocol, the Greece parliament party that's running everything. They want a haircut for bondholders. This means that Greece's government would get a boost simply by refusing to pay its creditors what is agreed. This sort of thing happened to people who owned bank bonds in Cyprus last year, and similar debt restructuring has been common in places like Argentina. Number two, this is nice. I wish they could do this here, too, but this is not possible. Well, I guess it is possible with Tesla, but not with the way it is right now. They want free electricity. State spending would accelerate quite dramatically, and Syriza's basic protocol and program includes a ration of free electricity and heating for Greek households. Number three, everything funded by the ECB. Because Greek bond yields are elevated, Greek wants the ECB, the European Union, to pay for everything for the European Central Bank, and basically wants them to buy up Greek debt and allow the Greeks to do what they want to do and have somebody else pay for it. They want the richest taxes going up much higher. They want a massive job creation program, which the coalition wants the EU to fund. Greek unemployment is above 25%, and youth unemployment is above 50%. And they want the bank debt to be written off for people who can't afford it. Basically, what's happened is the European Union, when they brought Greece into the fold, didn't realize that the productivity of Greece wasn't going to be sustainable with countries, powerhouse countries like Germany, which is basically the steam engine for the entire European Union. And so the European bankers basically made Greece sign up on a whole bunch of debt a few years ago and put the whole country into austerity. And the entire country now is saying, we're not going to do this anymore. We're not going to pay for this. We're not going to let these European banks tell us what we can and can't do and can't buy. Now we want them to pay for everything. And sadly, what's happened here is when the Rothschild banking cartel came into power several centuries ago in Europe and gradually took over all of the central banks and set up central banks throughout the European continent, including in the United States in 1913, the countries have become deeper and deeper and deeper into debt because they're not being issued debt-free currency, like our Constitution told us that we had to have. Instead, we're basically being forced to pay interest on debt, and the interest is never created. It's never put into circulation, so it's impossible to pay. And the Greeks have finally realized that they're not willing to do this, and they formed this new coalition, Syriza, and they want to basically say, we're not going to do this, we're not going to pay for this, and we're not going to allow you guys to enslave us more news as soon as we come back.
Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Well, welcome back to the Power Hour. Let's continue our talk about Greece and the European Union. What we need to understand, and I think all of you who are listening this morning probably do understand this, is that the Greek situation is a contagion that's going to spread throughout the European Union, especially into the states of Italy and Spain and France. What's happened is these bankers have basically put these huge regulatory obligations and financial responsibilities on these different people in these different countries, not taking into account the different types of cultural differences there are in the different countries around Europe. And so what's happening is that these people who are in Greece or in France or in Italy are being forced in these austerity programs with these super high unemployment rates, and they're saying, we're not going to live like this anymore. We're not going to allow this to happen. The entire EU experiment has been a complete debacle. The one world government dream of the world banking community basically is coming to a screeching halt. And I don't think that they're going to be able to do this and have any type of cohesion with it unless they create some type of world war, which I'm sure that's probably where they're headed with the whole situation. But let's go on and see what, well, let's see what Germany has to say about this. The EU leadership, including Germany, is saying that they need to completely suspend all payments to Greece now as far as in their debt. And if I would be Greece, I'd say, great, that's wonderful, that's happy, I'm happy for that. But the countries in Europe right now that are saying that they no longer want to be involved with this are growing. Now let's go on to the next news story. Pentagon deploys boots on the ground for the ISIS war. Now, I want you guys to stay tuned with me for the second hour when Doug Hagman is going to be on the show, him and Joe, because they're going to go into detail on what's going on with ISIS and ISIL and Syria and Iraq and Iran, and who's doing this war, who's promoting this war, and why this is happening. Stars and Stripes reports that more than 4,000 Fort Carson Sarsen soldiers with the 3rd Brigade Combat Team left Colorado for Kuwait last week. The deployment reveals that the Pentagon plans to use tanks and armored vehicles in its war against ISIS, the terrorist army that it trained at a secret base, in Jordan. The unit is in Fort Carson's heaviest force, armed with M1 tanks and Bradley's fighting vehicles. Many of its soldiers are veterans of one or more of the brigade's 4 combat tours in Iraq, Stars and Stripes reports. On Thursday, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, said U.S. troops will not see combat in Syria and Iraq. We've heard that before. You have to get the Iraqis and ultimately the Syrian moderate opposition groups up so they can fight the fight on the ground, she said. There has to be a fight on the ground. You can't do this by air. Everybody acknowledges that. Well, save your questions and comments for Doug Hagman on this, because this is a real important topic that we need to talk about today, and why in the world that we're allowing ourselves to be obfuscated by this. Now, this is another interesting article. It says the USA has now become the 16th best place to be born in the world. In 1988, the number one place to be born in the United States was the United States and the entire world. And now we've dropped to number 16. Let me cover a couple of these other countries with you. Number one is Switzerland, as far as the best country in the world to be born. Now, what's interesting with Switzerland is every year the men in Switzerland have to spend 3 days in army training and military training. All the men in Switzerland are required by law to bear arms and keep them in their home, fully automatic machine guns. In the event that somebody were to try to come in and take over Switzerland, all of the people in Switzerland are basically armed and trained and ready to fight. The second best country to be in is Australia. Now, I've been to Switzerland and I've been to Australia. Switzerland definitely wins out over these two. Norway is number 3. Bergen, Norway is a beautiful town to go to. It's a beautiful country. Very, very high tax rates, though. Very socialized country. Sweden's number 4. Denmark's number 5. Netherlands is number 8. Canada's number 9. Hong Kong's number 10. Germany's number 16. The United States is number 16, basically tied with Germany. So the sad part about this is we've dropped to number 16. And why is that? Well, because pretty much we've gone into a situation in which, you know, our country is becoming more and more and more under tyranny. And that's why people are starting to say maybe the freedoms of the America that once had, they're no longer there. Here's an article, February the 17th, and it's from the Health Impact News. And it says 7 children have been kidnapped by the state of Arkansas from homeschool family to remain in state custody. Now, a lot of you are already aware of this, but it's still going on. It will be at least 6 more weeks of kidnapping for the 7 homeschooled, home-birthed Stanley children, according to their father. Hal and Michelle Stanley were given no warning that their court hearing scheduled for February the 12th would be abruptly postponed until March 23rd. They say they were not given any explanation of why this hearing was postponed. They had been under the impression that their children would be coming home after the hearing and had held onto the hope that this crazy situation would be resolved. Apparently what's happened is they have a teenage kid who wrote a blog or sent a letter to somebody complaining that he wanted to be in the public school system instead of homeschooling. And then they also found that they had a water purification product there that was not approved. And basically the Garland County Sheriff's deputies in the Department of Professional Family Services entered their home, demanding that the Hal and Michelle wait outside in the cold while they search the house and talk to the children. There were reportedly 30 people, including SWAT team, Arkansas State Troopers, a coroner, a doctor. Why was there a coroner there? Why was there a coroner? Is that in case they shot somebody and killed somebody? A doctor, a dozen cars, a medical van, and a sniper in a ditch? Allegedly aiming at the parents on the front porch. Okay, I'm going to repeat that. The Garland County Sheriff's deputies and DPS, Department of Protective Services, entered the home demanding that Hal and Michelle, Hal's like 73 years old, and Michelle wait outside in the cold while they searched the house looking for this nutritional supplement, this water purification thing they had, and talked to the children. There were reportedly at least 30 people, including a SWAT team, Arkansas State Troopers, a coroner, a doctor, a dozen cars, a medical van, and a sniper in a ditch, allegedly aiming at the parents on the front porch. And we wonder why we're ranked number 16th in the world. Neighbors have questioned the need for such an extensive show of force for the 73-year-old man and a mama whose primary concern was for the well-being of their children. The search warrant was for a water purifier product known as MMS, a substance which is not approved by the FDA for health claims. It is not illegal to possess, so basically they're not saying it was illegal. They're just saying that they were looking for it. However, it may readily be obtained online legally. House Down reports that he uses it for his garden where he raises much of his family's food. He also reports that if he had simply asked for it, he would have given it to them and avoided much pain. There was no indication that the children were going to be removed until near the end of the fifth-hour standoff. By then, it was after 9 p.m., and yet the children were allegedly not even permitted to eat their supper before being hauled away from their home. They were told to pack 2 days' worth of clothes, but the parents were not permitted to help the little ones pack. It was supposedly a 72-hour removal for children as young as 4 years of age who had never spent even one night away from home. The idea was terrifying. There were tears all around while authorities hurried them out of the house. It was only later that someone got something to eat. I don't really understand this except for they're Christians. He's an ordained Baptist minister. They're homeschoolers. They're into health and organic and eating right. And now their children have been taken away and being kept away from them. And the Stanley parents have always been there to help, be able to ask their kids, be there as their kids' protector. And now the state has taken them away. They are upset and feel helpless to take care of their family right now, but they are more angry at the broken system than at any one person. Hal tells us that there are good people bending over backwards to help our kids, but the system is broken. They were basically treated like they were criminals running a meth lab because of the not illegal or banned substance, MMS. They don't understand why they are being treated like this, and they want to know how this kind of injustice can happen. Michelle has dedicated her life to serving her family, making choices that she has believed were the best interest of her family. MMS has not been mentioned by the authorities in recent weeks, leading to some supporters to question what the real motive behind the kidnapping is. To some, it appears that the sheriff's department has taken the kids first on allegedly false premises of the home being unsafe, then trying to figure out how to build a case afterwards, fishing for dirt on the Stanleys. The children were all found to be in excellent health when the doctors checked them today. No one has presented any evidence of abuse or neglect. This just goes on and on and on. So, guys, just pray for this family. I can't imagine what they're going through and the pain that they're going through. But now we wonder why the United States is ranked number 16th as far as countries to be born in. Here's another article by Michael Talen from Prison Planet, February the 16th. Man released after months in jail for possession of vitamins. The police claimed that vitamin powder was actually methamphetamines. A Minnesota man was released from jail this week after spending close to 3 months in custody for possession of vitamins. The man, 31-year-old Joseph Burrell, was arrested last November after police claimed that a vitamin powder found in his vehicle was actually illegal amphetamines. Charged with 2 counts of felony drug possession, Burrell was incarcerated with $250,000 bail while the substance awaited final testing in the state crime lab. I told the judge I couldn't plead guilty because I knew it wasn't a drug, Burrell told the Free Press. They set my bail at $250,000 for vitamins. After spending weeks behind bars, Burrell was quietly released only days before his trial because they found out that he only had vitamins. I had been sitting in jail since November with my bail set at $250,000, Burrell said. Then 2 days before the trial, they dropped the charges and let me go. Lab analysis corroborated Burrell's claim that the powder did in fact turn out to be vitamins, not speed, as the officers had claimed. Even more concerning, Burrell stated the police waited more than a month to send the evidence to the crime lab after his arrest. Similarly, the crime waited another month after testing the substance to turn the information back to the prosecutors. As deplorable as Burrell's situation is, many have not favored as favorably. And, you know, the sad part about this is that we're continuing to see the United States drop further and further into a police state, that this type of behavior is okay. And now we're finding out that police officers are killing 3 people a day in the United States. We have folks that are now tracking what's going on with the police, what's going on with these different types of arrests that go bad. One woman basically has asked, this is a nuts story. A mother asked the police, this is another article from Stephen Watson, mother asked cop to help son stay out of trouble. The cop chains him to a pole, beats him, and electrocutes him with a taser to try to prove to him that he needed to straighten up. When we come back, we'll finish that story.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources,
one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Let's go back to this story by Stephen Watson, prison planner, February 16, 2015. And today is, of course, February the 17th, 2015. A mother in Richmond County, concerned her son was falling into bad company, asked a local sheriff's deputy to help set the 12-year-old boy on a straight path by talking to him. Instead, the cop opted to handcuff the child to a pole and beat him senseless. Deputy Alton Walker has been fired and arrested following the incident, during which he is also alleged to have electrocuted the child with a taser. The mother told local news station WRDW, "I refuse to let the streets have my boy," saying that she asked the deputy to help protect the boy from new friends he was making who were bad influences. The deputy is said to have called the mother and asked to stop by her house to chat with the child while she was at work. She agreed. What happened next left her in shock, as one neighbor describes hearing the boy screaming and then seeing the officer slamming him against the building, firing a taser, punching the boy in the face and stomach, and beating him with a metal baton. The child was treated at the scene by emergency medical services, according to the report, and had marks on his wrist where the deputy had cuffed him to the pole. The deputy now faces charges of false imprisonment and cruelty to children in the third degree. Serves as yet another example of what you expect when asking police for assistance, according to Steve Watson. Now, let me tell you this, guys, and this is important, because I'm not an attorney. I'm not pretending like I'm an attorney, but here's the thing. Whenever you involve a police officer in these types of incidences when you're trying to get them to help, you're really setting yourself up for a mess. Now, listen to me for a second, and here's why. I had a dear friend of mine that I went to college with, and years ago, I'm not going to mention any names here, his son basically stole a laptop computer when he's like 17 years old, and he ended up finding this laptop in his son's room, and he decided that he was going to teach this 17-year-old a lesson. So he called the police station and said, you know, I've got a laptop computer here. I think my son has stolen it. We want to return it to you guys. And basically, I don't want my son charged. I just want you to scare him. And the police said, absolutely, come on down. Go ahead and talk to us. We'll be happy to take the laptop. The owner doesn't want to press charges. He just wants his laptop back. So they go down to the police precinct with a laptop in tow, with a son in tow, kid 17 years old. He basically says, I'm sorry I did this. I'll never do it again. You know, please forgive me. Here's the laptop. I stole it. And he was immediately handcuffed, charged with a felony as an adult, and convicted as a felon. It spiraled out of control with him ending up going to prison for 3 years because his dad was trying to help him. Now, when I was a child, back in the 50s, I still remember friends who had parents who were drinking and driving, which they should never do. And they were taken and they were stopped and they weren't arrested. They were brought home by the police officer and told not to do this again. In some cases that worked, in some cases that didn't. Nowadays, if you say anything to a police officer, you're giving him evidence to prosecute you. Last week I did a story on a lady who was stopped at a DUI checkpoint and was brought in and refused to do the breathalyzer, which means she gets an automatic revocation of her driver's license for 1 year. So she's losing her license. She'll be off the road. And she refused to give blood, and they basically they tied her down and took blood from her, put a bag over her head, and did a North Korea, Nazi Germany, Stasi Germany program with her, in which they forced her by choking her out to give blood. If you have a problem and you need to seek counsel, always make sure you speak to your attorney first before you give any type of testimony. This is very, very important. Always seek legal counsel before you speak to anyone. There's a reason that they have to tell you you have a right to remain silent. Anything that you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. The reason they say that is that everything you say will be used against you in a court of law if they can do it. Also, I've got friends of mine that are police officers, and they've told me you never, ever speak to police officers because we're allowed to lie to you to tell you we're not going to do anything to get you to confess. We can lie as much as we want. It's completely legal for us to do this, to get you to confess, and then we can put it in our report that you gave your this is the story that you told us, and we just kind of failed to mention that we lied. This is the reality of all of this. So if you're going to get yourself into a situation where the police are involved, you know, say to the police officer, look, officer, I'd love to talk to you. Maybe one day we can sit down and, you know, watch a football game together or, you know, or have, you know, a cup of coffee or whatever. But until I have my attorney present, we really can't discuss this case. I promise you this advice I just gave you was probably some of the best advice you've ever gotten. We'll be right back.
little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to the worldwide transmission of the Power Hour for Tuesday, February the 17th, 2015. I'm finally starting to wake up this morning, so I'll get a little more alert with you guys. When Doug Hagman comes on in 30 minutes, I want to ask him how important it is not to give testimony against yourself and why that was a constitutional right, that you didn't have to incriminate yourself, and why you didn't have to testify against yourself. Now, I'm not saying that if you have a police officer asking you questions, you're to be rude to that police officer. That is absolutely not what I'm saying. Be very respectful. In the South, we'd say yes, sir, and no, sir, to him, and be nice to him. And just let him know that you have to talk to your attorney before you can talk to him, and that'll pretty much put a big quash on as far as the investigation from that point on until your attorney gets involved with it. I have been in all kinds of legal things for years and years and years, and this is what happens when you're in business for 35 years, and I always get the advice of my attorney before I involve myself in anything, because I've learned over the years it's a whole lot easier to do things right the first time it is, the first time that is, to try to rewind the clock and start over again. So we'll talk to Doug Hagman about that as soon as we come back. Here's another article, and it's from Breitbart, and it says the FAA is proposing commercial drone licenses to anyone who pays a $200 fee. So now we're going to have drones, apparently these little mini drones, flying over our homes, and it's going to be okay. And I guess that means if we live out in the country, we still can't shoot them down. I'm not sure about the laws on that. I didn't tell you to shoot the drones down. I'm not talking about drones that are flying that are from the United States Air Force. I'm talking about the neighbors putting cameras on their drones, try to peek over your fence and look into your windows to see what you guys are doing. This whole thing is nuts with the drones. I'm just not going to comment on this. Now, this is something that I wanted to talk to you about this morning because I talked to my wife about it this morning when we got up to pray this morning. The top organic brand is selling out to a GMO juggernaut. Now, Applegate Farms, we get our turkey bacon from Applegate Farms, organic turkey bacon with no sodium nitrite. This is a really big deal for us because a lot of times we'll have a BLT. We come home from church. We'll have organic bread, organic lettuce, you know, organic tomatoes, and we'll have the Applegate Farms turkey bacon, which is the only one we can find that does not contain sodium nitrite. Now, we know that sodium nitrite massively increases the risks of pancreatic cancer. We already know that, like a 60 times increase. And now the company Hormel, which was founded back in the 1800s, which is a multi-billion dollar conglomerate now, is buying up Applegate Farms for anywhere from $600 million up. They're not sure. They're not really disclosing the price at this point. What's crazy about this is that Hormel is one of the primary companies that has fought against the labeling of GMOs. And now they're buying up one of the primary organic meat producers, about one of the main ones in the country. And Hormel's claim to fame is they brought a SPAM, S-P-A-M, that meat, nasty meat substitute in a can that is awful. It's one of the worst foods you can eat as far as I'm concerned. And now they're buying up this organic company. And it's interesting to me because I tried to do it this morning, and I want you guys to help me out on this a little bit. I want to know who the principal stockholders are of Hormel. I couldn't find it. I went through the corporate reports. I couldn't get a breakdown of the demographics of who owns the majority of the stock. If it's large institutions like Citicorp or some of these other Rothschild-controlled banking interests that are buying up these companies like this. I guess what their primary thing is what by doing this is if they're not going to be able to stop the GMO movement, they're going to come in and take over all of these companies that produce healthy organic foods. I know Wild Oats a couple of years ago was merged with Whole Foods. And Whole Foods has now said they're not going to start labeling GMO foods until 2020, which pretty much means they're not going to do it until 2020, if and then. And what I find fascinating with all this is Wild Oats provided good competition for Whole Foods, but now they've been bought up together. And they've already been criticized multiple times for incorrect labeling in the Whole Foods stores. I recommend if you're going to buy health foods and organic foods that you go to small mom-and-pop health food stores instead of these giant conglomerates. And I know that they've got a whole bigger selection, et cetera, in these big stores, and it's more like a grocery store. But the truth is this. On these smaller shops, when they order this organic produce in, they know it's organic when they label it organic because they've got customers who are going to hold them accountable. With these giant grocery store chains, they're supposedly Whole Foods, we also nicknamed it Whole Paychecks, you don't know what you're getting. And in some cases, you think you're buying organic and you're getting just regular stuff you could buy at the farm store that's not organic at all and it's loaded with GMOs. That's why I guess they don't want to label it. I don't know. You have to ask them why. But the point is, the major supplier of organic meat, Applegate Farms, that we use, is now being bought up by a giant conglomerate who's going in and doing their best they can to prevent the labeling of GMO foods. And I find this absolutely awful. And let me say that. Let me read this. Hormel is among companies like Monsanto, ConAgra, Kellogg, Smucker's, Coca-Cola, and PepsiCo who are trying to block your right to know what is in your food. They contributed heavily to the Grocery Manufacturers Association to defeat Proposition 37 in California, which would have given people the right to know if genetically modified ingredients were in their foods. That's why I've told folks for years, I try not to buy things from Monsanto, ConAgra, Kellogg, Smucker's, Coca-Cola, and PepsiCo because of their support of Proposition 37 in California. So we all need to, I'm sorry, their defeat of Proposition 37, they stood against Proposition 37. We all need to stand in the aggregate. And if we stop buying these types of foods from these types of companies, we can stop this onslaught of what's happening. Unless the central banks are involved and they're buying up the companies since they already own most of the TV and radio stations and most of the pharmaceutical corporations, which is probably what's going on. So you guys help me to find that out. This is another story from the Sleuth Journal, which I found exactly from Michael Schneider, who I love, Mike. We've had him on before. And it says the feminist aborts male child because she couldn't bring another monster into the world. This is February the 16th by Michael Snyder. A feminist blogger has created a massive uproar by detailing her decision to kill her male child in an article entitled, "I aborted my baby because it was a boy." She initially believed that she was going to have a girl and that she was making all sorts of plans for her future. But when an ultrasound showed that it was going to be a boy, she decided that she must have an abortion because she couldn't bring another monster into the world. And she says that she would do it again if the curse returns, quote unquote. So what would cause a woman to want to kill her own child just because it was a boy? How twisted has feminism in America become if this is the result? You know, I find it sad that here we have a family in Arkansas that have seven children, and they absolutely love the kids. They're feeding them organic, boys and girls, and a SWAT team comes in with snipers in the ditch with rifles aimed at the parents to kill them, who had all these children and are raising them by an ordained Baptist minister. And this feminist makes national news now because she didn't want to bring another monster into the world by having a boy. Do the feminists hate men, these really true hardcore feminists? Do they really hate men like this? I mean, what happened to them? How did their brain get this twisted? What happened? Did somebody drop them on their head when they were a kid? I mean, what in the world are these people thinking that she would actually post a blog like this, that she killed her unborn baby when she found out it was going to be a boy because she didn't want to bring another monster into the world, and she had to do it over again, she would do it again. As it was in the days of Noah, when every man's thought was evil all of the time, Jesus said he will return. And sadly, folks, I'm afraid we're coming into the days of Noah. Next article is on fluoride in nurseries. Now they're wanting to purify water in nurseries with fluoride, even though the Harvard School of Public Health, the World Health Organization, has even told folks not to use fluoride water to make formula. Nursery water contains approximately 7 parts per million fluoride, and it's been shown to massively drop IQs. It calcifies the pineal gland. It can cause dental fluorosis. Even the American Dental Association and the growing number of dental researchers recommend that children under 12 months of age should not consume fluoridated waters, while babies under 6 months of age should not receive fluoride drops or pills. I mean, finally, people are getting to realize that fluoride is a byproduct of aluminum production and fertilizer production. It's a neurotoxin that should never be put into your bodies. And now they're selling nursery distilled water with fluoride to keep you sick. I mean, do these people not read research? And why is this even allowed? I mean, if they're worried about MSM or MMS, this mineral that they're using to purify water, and they're putting fluoride in these babies' waters. I mean, I've written an entire article. If you go to healthmasters.com, you can actually find an article that I've written on fluoride, multiple articles on fluoride and why it should never be used. We have an email that you can also sign up for that's absolutely free. Also, I want you to go to the Power Mall for Joyce Riley. This is important for you guys to do this. I want you to give the Power Mall a call and let them know that you want to support them. The phone number is 855-995-6923. We need to support Joyce. Joyce is going through a difficult, challenging time at this point in her life concerning her health. And it's because of Joyce that I'm on the show this morning, though my mental acuity has been up higher on other shows. And the reality is that we have to go to the Power Mall, and we need to support this broadcast. Joyce is self-funded. You know, she doesn't take sponsors or advertisers, and her entire operation is funded through the Power Mall. And the Power Mall has all kinds of sales on this particular week, and you really need to go in and take a look at what they've got. Let me read you a couple of these. They have lithium orotate tablets, 200 tablets, regularly $20. They're on sale for $18. They've got weather radios, an FR-150 hand-cranked radio, weatherband portable radio, that's on sale. Book Triumph of Consciousness is on sale. Wanted Dead or Alive, The Trail of American POWs Following World War II, it's on sale. DVD, Piercing the Illusion, The Truth Behind the Income Tax and Just Facts by John Kottmeyer, it's on sale for $30. Vegan Burgers are on sale for $7.50. Thieves Household Cleaner Refilled 64-ounce bottles on sale for $12 off. And the list goes on and on. Go to thepowerball.com. Give them a call this morning. at 855-995-6923 and let Joyce know that you care about this broadcast, that you care about her, and continue her support. A lot of the other, a lot of other alternative media folks are selling nutrition products now. And what's happening is, basically decreasing the generated revenue that's coming in for shows like the Power Mall. And I think it's important that we realize that Joyce has been a pioneer in this field, that this show, The Power Hour, has been a pioneer, and that we need to continue to support it to the best of our abilities by going to the Power Mall this morning. Even if you just buy one thing from her, buy a book, buy a DVD, buy anything, just let her know that you care and that you can support her. Okay, here's another interesting article here by Michael Schneider. I think this guy just sits around and writes all the time. I love this guy. We've had him on the show. And he said that the feds are now holding hearings on whether they should regulate independent media sites. Mike goes on to say the control freaks that run our government always seem to want to regulate things they do not like. So it should be no surprise that there is a renewed push to regulate independent news websites, such like the Drudge Report, InfoWars, the Collapse, Economic Collapse blog, have been a thorn of the side of the establishment for years. The truth is that approximately 90% of all news and entertainment in this country is controlled by just six giant media corporations. That is why the news seems to be so similar no matter what station you turn. But in recent years, the alternative media has exploded in popularity. People are hungry for the truth, like in the Power Hour, and an increasing number of Americans are waking up to the fact that they are not getting the truth from the corporate-controlled media. But as the alternative media has grown, it was only a matter of time before the establishment started cracking down on it. At the moment, it's just like the FEC and FCC, but surely this is just beginning. Our big brother government ultimately wants to control every area of our life, and this especially applies to our ability to communicate freely with one another. Let me share this with you, and this is super important. Back in the 90s, Bill Clinton deregulated the radio industry. Back in the 90s, it was illegal for one company to own more than one radio station in a given market. And the reason that was done originally by the folks, when they saw radio, they realized what an incredible power tool it would be for propaganda and to shape the hearts and the minds and the souls and the direction and the guidance of the United States. And so you have to understand there was no TV when radio got started. It was just radio, and it was huge. It was like suddenly you could have the news broadcast into your home from an independent source. And so all the way up until the mid-90s, until Bill Clinton, they couldn't have more than one radio station in a market. When he deregulated it, huge giants like Clear Channel came in and bought up, in some cases, almost every single station in a given market. And then they could dictate what news they wanted to have reported in those areas. And if the station didn't want to do what they needed to do, they would just simply get rid of the program director or the producer or whoever was in charge of the studio until they fell into line. And we have to understand that the Rothschild banking cartel has controlling interests of Reuters and AP News. And they basically get to tell everybody what the news is going to be and who's going to give the news and what kind of news is going to be given. What in the world happened to Brian Williams and who got mad at him? I have no idea, because they sure eviscerated one of their own. And perhaps he was getting along with, doing too many other Saturday Night Live spots or whatever he was doing, and he was starting to come off the chain. I have no idea what happened to him. I'm going to ask Doug Hagman about that today, see if he knows anything about that. But we need to understand something. If we lose the alternative media voice, if we lose the people that are telling the truth like Joyce or Alex Jones or the Power Hour or any other shows that we listen to on a regular basis, Hagman and Hagman, Stephen Quayle. Now, you may not agree with all of these folks and what they say or what they believe. It doesn't matter. That's what the First Amendment is all about. We should have the right to decide for ourselves. We don't have the right to censor the news. Remember, the first person to censor the news in the United States was Abraham Lincoln, because he did not like what the newspapers of the North were writing about what he was doing. He decided to basically shut them down and censor them and arrested a whole bunch of folks for doing nothing but telling people alternative views. Now, this is sad, but you need to go ahead and read the books on Lincoln. In fact, there's a really good book I read a few years ago. It's called The South Was Right, and it goes into detail on what happened with the Northern aggression to the Southern states and the slaughter of the South and the people and the women and the children that lived here by their own brothers and by mercenary troops that were brought in from Europe to fight for the North. Now, we could do a whole show on that. Remember now, guys, my mom is from Germany. You know, they had their own set of problems in Germany, don't get me wrong. And in addition to that, My dad's father came from Germany back in the 1800s, you know, at like 1886, I believe it was. So, you know, I wasn't here. My family wasn't here whatsoever for the Civil War. We came over with a big immigrant expansion from Germany primarily in the late 1800s, and my mom came over in 1952. So I don't have an axe to grind as far as the North and the South. That's not my deal. It's not my war. It wasn't my history for me and my family. But when I read and I look at what happened with the South with Lincoln, it's unbelievable that these things actually happened in the United States of America. Now, the one thing that Lincoln did that pretty much, is, I believe, got him killed, and I think the research shows this, is when he issued the greenbacks and he started putting debt-free currency for the federal government, which put the Rothschild banking cartel into an unbelievable frenzy because he was supposed to put a central bank back in after Andrew Jackson had gotten rid of the central bank. And it wasn't until 1913 that Woodrow Wilson was pretty much blackmailed into putting a central bank into the United States with the Federal Reserve cartel that we currently have as our masters, so to speak, and to our you know, I guess we become their debt slaves. We come back from the break. We got a couple more news stories to talk about. Then we bring in Joe and Doug Habig in just about 10 more minutes. You guys stay tuned.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dry Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour worldwide broadcast this Tuesday, February the 17th, 2015. There's another article I want to go with, another news story. And again, this is by Michael Schneider, and he says, over the last decade, there's only been one other time when the value of the U.S. dollar has increased by so much in such a short period of time. That was in mid-2008, just before the greatest financial crash since the Great Depression. A surging U.S. dollar has also contributed to the Latin American debt crisis of the early 1980s and the Asian financial crisis of 1997. Today, the globe is more interconnected than ever. Most global trade is conducted in U.S. dollars, and much of the borrowing done by emerging markets all over the planet is denominated in U.S. dollars because we're the federal, you know, we're the reserve currency, the petrodollar. When the U.S. dollar goes up dramatically, this can put a tremendous amount of financial stress on economies all around the world because it takes more of their dollars to buy our dollars. It also has the potential to greatly threaten the stability of the $65 trillion in derivatives that are already directly linked to the value of the U.S. dollar. The global financial system is more vulnerable to currency movements than ever before, and history tells us that when the U.S. dollar soars, the global economy tends to experience a contraction. So the fact that the U.S. dollar has been skyrocketing lately is a very, very bad sign. Michael goes on to say, most of the people that write about the coming economic collapse love to talk about the coming collapse of the U.S. dollar as well. But the initial deflationary stage of the coming financial crisis, we are likely to see the U.S. dollar actually strengthen considerably. As I have discussed so many times before, we are going to experience deflation first, and after that, the deflationary phase, the desperate response by the Federal Reserve and the U.S. government to that deflation will cause the inflationary panic that so many have written about. Yes, someday the U.S. dollar will essentially be toilet paper. But that is not our immediate future. What is in our immediate future is a flight to safety that will push the surging U.S. dollar even higher. This is what we witnessed in 2008, and this is once again happening now. Now, let me share with you real quick about this. Years ago, when 2007 hit and the market was going through the roof, real estate market was going through the roof, and the real estate bubble started to pop, and everything started to contract, and the derivatives couldn't get paid, and all the bets that were made by AIG couldn't be done. What ended up happening is we had a massive correction in everything in the markets. And this is what Michael Snyder said is going to happen again. The stock market's going to go down, and then what's going to happen is the Federal Reserve, because they see what's happening with this massive deflationary spiral, is going to start printing money hand over fist, even more so than they've done now. This is what happened in the Weimar Republic. And what these central banks and the Rothschild banking cartel did in the Weimar Republic is they stayed ahead of the inflationary curve, buying up blue chip stocks. And when they came out of the other end of this, they would own all the factories and all the businesses in Germany and control Germany's government. This is one of the reasons that Hitler hated the financial institutions and the international banking cartels to such a degree. So we need to pay careful attention, and we're going to talk to Doug Hagman about this because he and I discussed this yesterday in detail. He called me up for a discussion about some other stuff, and we started talking about what was going on with the financial markets. There's a really high probability that this fall, based on a seven-year cycle, that we're going to have a major correction in the markets and that some bad things are going to happen globally financially. This is just a matter of time with the House of Cards. We know that globally we've got what? We had 1.4 quadrillion, which is 1,400 trillions in circulation and derivative bets. But that's 1,400 trillions. Now they're saying it's close to 2 quadrillion, 2,000 trillions. It hasn't stopped. I mean, 2,000 trillions, I don't even know what those numbers mean. I don't even know how it's 2 quadrillion. I don't understand how that would even be possible, but I guess it is when you have unregulated printing of money and increasing of debt. And so it's going to be an interesting house of cards when this thing starts to come down. I want you guys to ask Doug Hagman about this, too. He knows a lot about this. Now, we're coming up to our final story here, if we have time still to do it. This is an article on calcium supplements on the market today. Most of them are basically limestone, but yes, that's chalk. Conceal it with a capsule, a slickly glazed cat tablet, or a silky smooth liquid. And you shouldn't use it. Calcium carbonate comes very cheap, but it doesn't work. Calcium carbonate builds up in soft tissues. It can cause hardening of the arteries. It can massively increase the risks of heart disease. Men and women need to stay away from this, and especially men.